He wouldn't let me. When we when he got out of the
service, I thought I would marry her and support her.
When like I got out of the service,
all men did back in those
he
days.
He told me. He said. He told me. He says, "Well, I'm not going back to work until you quit." So, I had to quit. Go back to work.
I don't remember saying that.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I won't question you.
What organizations were you a member of, and are you a member of?
Well, now, at the time, before we were transferred to Odessa, of course, I was a member of the Woman's Club
mm-hmm.
of El Paso. And then they had what they called a young matrons organization, which was between the junior women and the senior women. I was president of that. I was president of St. Patrick's Home and School. What else? Oh, I belonged to the women's department, the Chamber of Commerce. I was working up the ladder there, only we got moved. I think at the time, that was all I did here. I did a lot down in Odessa. When we moved, I didn't want to go. I cried all the way down there.
Oh, no.
And it was so, and I met so many wonderful people, and they were so well adjusted, and they had moved a lot. So then when he came back, I cried all the way back. So
when I came back where?
To El Paso. I didn't want to come back. I had made lots of friends. I belonged to many organizations. I was having lots of fun.
Oh, it was a real nice town, really.
And you spent how many years there?
We spent about 8
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
there. He had gone down to open up the store for George S. Thompson Company. They were an industrial supply store. And Jimmy was in the 6th grade. We have only one son. He is adopted. And he was in the 6th grade. He was going to St. Pat's. And, of course, we had to take him out of school. Well, then he went through high school there, Permian High, and that is more home to him than El Paso, mm-hmm. of course, mm-hmm. it would be, you know. And he married mm-hmm. a little girl from Odessa who also went to Permian High School. But it really was a wonderful town.
Mm-hmm.
It was small.
The only thing was it was flat, and we were always used to live where the mountains were.
It was flat. It was hard.
It was
once
nice.
Until you learned where you were going,
uh-huh.
you got lost, even in a small town.
Sure, yeah.
But
the people were real nice, and it was a predominantly Anglo city.
Oh, yes. Very. In fact, the symphony there was more or less the symphony guilds. The one in Midland and the one in Odessa were, you might say, one. They
mm-hmm.
worked a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
Odessa was considered the working's man town, and Midland, of course, was a little more ultra, you might say, because there was a little more money
mm-hmm.
in Midland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More politics.
But it had a wonderful, it really was a nice town. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I took up golf while I was there and enjoyed playing that. I never did play after we came back to El Paso.
Yeah, there aren't very many good golf courses here.
No, well, the Odessa Country Club had a real nice course, and they had their pro, the man that was at the head of it, was very nice and very good.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls were just lots of fun. They, you know, we played just for fun because I never was what you would call a good golfer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work at it that good. But it was a nice town. And it was all right after I came back. I got back into things again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.